I don't know how many people are here, but I'm looking at the audience, and we mostly have staff, and about everyone else is here for the Pleasant View item, except for, I think, one gentleman. So I was requesting to move that up, or at least a little bit closer than 19.
All right, well, let's get through some of the stuff, and then we'll move it up.
All right.
Item C is the minutes from the regular common council meeting of March 20th. Any additions or corrections?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion, seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G1 is on page 9, a donation from St. Martin of Tours, $250 to the DARE program.
Motion accept.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G2 is adoption of a proposed new logo for the City of Franklin. We have Greg Zischowitz. Close enough, Greg? Been working on this for a long time, Mr. Liberta.
In your packet is a summary of the issue, and Greg might come up and have a seat on that microphone. Is a summary of the issue as well as
two samples of how the logo could look. Included at your desk was a remaining packet that gives some further examples. As noted in the packet in capital letters, that phrase always thriving, that tagline, was just an example to show you how whatever tagline that comes out of the branding process could fit within the logo format and structure. There's been talk relative to the branding project for a number of years to modifying the logo. Mr. Zahovich is a Franklin resident and put this together for the city's interest and is his interest as a Franklin resident. The mayor has shared it with a lot of people and seen interest. The branding project scheduled and budgeted for this year hasn't really made significant progress with the vacancy of our economic development director. So in order to help move that project forward, this proposal was brought to you to try and have that piece put in place and ready for the branding project that will then work further on how to define its use and redefine the image.
Well, now that Mr. Liberta showed off, Alderman Mayer.
No offense, it's a nice piece of work, but the flying F has been our symbol for 30 years, so whatever we pick next time is likely going to be our symbol for a long time into the future. Mm-hmm. I've never seen this before until this meeting. I don't know, I'm sure you put a lot of work into it, but I think as a city we can do better. I'm not in favor of this at all. I think we should, if we're going to redo this, we need to go to greater efforts and have a more input on this and have a couple of different selections that maybe we can all look at or maybe the public can have some input on or vote on. I'm totally not in favor of this.
Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. I think it looks pretty nice. When I first saw it, it kind of jumped out at me being something. I mean, I think ours is well outdated and it's been long overdue to be replaced, and I think looking at what's been given us in terms of the presentation and how we would use it throughout the different parts of the city, signage and that, I think is pretty nice. I'm not opposed to, you know, is there a way that we can put on our website, our city website, or through like Facebook, create like a poll and just get some public input on it? Having to change, I mean, the City of Oak Creek, saying that what we choose is going to last for 30 years, why that could be the case, I know in Oak Creek they're working on, I think, updating their logo that they just did like maybe less than 5 years ago. They're making their change to it. So it's not necessarily we're going to be stuck with it. I just know that I think ours is terrible, and this is a much better it's a great improvement, but to maybe get some additional input, inexpensive input, regarding maybe a poll or something, is that something we can do on our website? Do we have the capability of that?
It can be done. The getting polls and input from the internet for naming public structures historically has not worked very well for many organizations. The British government had a research vessel that the winning vote was Bodie McBoatface. Honestly, and that happens regularly. That was a 2016. It made a lot of news. It was the overwhelming favorite of the public. So it's something that you can do, but you have to go into that process using social media to get input for naming public things with a fair bit of caution and realism, because social media can be overtaken very easily in this sort of
thing. I know the city of Milwaukee, this was, what, a couple years ago now, maybe not even 2 years, talking about changing the flag, I believe, and there was hundreds of, you know, recommendations, and I think it was narrowed down to five, and then at the end of the day, nothing happened, and it's still the same logo. So I don't want to get caught into that either. So, I mean, I'd be willing to either do this. I think it's a creative, it's a local resident, or put out get some sort of input on this one and maybe allow someone to submit something at the same time. I don't know, but I don't want this to, you know, a year from now we're sitting here and we haven't done anything. I'd rather move forward with this, but I'd be willing to get a little more input.
Just a little more background. I have never liked this original logo, ever.
This one that we're looking at tonight?
No.
The flying F.
The flying F, okay. The chrome banjo, whatever you want to call it.
The chrome.
In 1998, when I was first elected and sat in that chair, I got approval from the Common Council to go forward and look at a new logo. And what we got back was did we pay for that? I don't remember if we paid for it, but it was absolutely underwhelming. It was all modifications of the flying F, and it all looked like. And then we had an alderman that said, well, let's get the high school to do it. No knock on the high school, but so it died. And then in January, Mr. Greg.
Zahovich.
Greg. Greg is good.
Moved to town and unsolicited produced this entire package for us. And my initial reaction was, this is nice. So I gave it to Aaron. Aaron took it to the Economic Development Commission. They all thought it was nice. Mike, correct? Showed it to the CDA guys informally. They all liked it. Took it to the chamber dinner and showed it around. That's why you didn't get to see it. Sorry.
I wasn't invited.
Yeah. Oh, don't go there. Everyone I showed it to thought it was very nice. Including our competition down east of 27th Street.
Yeah, they liked it.
So, personally, I felt, I don't know how we could, without spending a lot of money, I don't know how we could do better. And even with spending more money, I don't think we would do better. So, it was an opportunity to support a new local business and resident, take something off the dime that's been sitting there since 1998. Should have been done in 1970. For the price, I thought we should probably move forward with this. But Alderman Barber.
The Economic Development Committee has seen this as it was presented to us maybe 4 months ago. I forget the exact time. But basically, we were working on the branding side of the equation, and this is part of the reimaging side of it, which was kind of linked together at that time. People like this and the presentation that was given to us about the meaning of it and the kind of like what thought went into it. Now, we are also sending out an RFQ for the brand or from the branding side of it. And this, to me, is very adaptable to that work as well. It's one of the things that could fit hand in hand. And if there are things that come up through branding and reimaging or whatever, then we could also look at this as a starting point to work with getting something that would be a cohesive package or totally blended. But I like this. The people in the committee liked it. The people in the committee liked your work, the fact that you volunteered and came forward. And I'd be willing to work with this.
Alderman Nelson.
Again, Greg, thank you. I don't know, it's the first time I saw this tonight. First time. Kind of a little gut reaction. I don't really accept it. And I don't want to drag this out, I understand the timing, but I would like to get some feedback or something from the citizens, whether it's a school, high school. I understand there's some negatives with that. I could see the shaking of the head and rolling of the eyes and the twitching of the left hand and all that other good
not
stuff.
Not for me.
A couple seats down.
Okay.
But
gotta be careful, you know.
But that's why we're up here. You know, I just want to get something back from residents. That's all I got to say.
Alderman Mayor.
I agree the flying F has probably outlived its purpose if it ever had one, but the point is the possibility exists that this could be around for a long, long time. And I wouldn't be so quick to dismiss the high school. I mean, with some of the classes there, the graphic art students, they might have something very creative that they could come up with. I just want to have more to choose from than just be given one thing tonight.
Alderman.
Well, I actually like the little idea that that's actually an F there. We'd have to be a little creative to see that, and I thought that was kind of nice. So I'm not opposed to the design. I'm hearing my colleagues up here, I guess, maybe just table it so staff can come back with something rather than continuing on with this. I think that, you know, we shouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth, and he's put a lot of work into this. So that would be my last plea of consideration before someone did move to table it. I'm not going to be the one to do that because I can go with either this or tabling for a different consideration.
And all I just want to add, Your Honor, is that, I mean, I like it, but I think it's only, I mean, for someone that just saw it for the first time today, and it is a decision, I mean, this is minor compared to some of the dollar amounts that we vote on in that, but it is, you know, something that's going to be put on documents and signage and letterhead, and if we're using our, you know, what Alderman Barba was talking about regarding kind of the vision and that and rebranding, I think we should just maybe get a little bit additional input, even with the survey. You know, I saw a question, some organization that I'm not going to talk about put a lot of money into it on a poll on Facebook, and I got 17 people to answer a question. So I'm not sitting here thinking that we're going to have just, you know, out of our 36,000 people, we're going to get 10,000 chime in, but to maybe have some opportunity for some of us that have just seen it. Like I said, I saw it at the Chamber of Commerce event. I said to the mayor I liked it. Just get a little more input.
Okay, we've got an audience here. Those of you who like the logo, raise your hand, please. Okay. They're just mad. Who doesn't like it? Okay, thank you. So I need direction from the Common Council. What do you want me to do? I'm happy to do nothing because I've got other things I can do. But we can study the daylights out of this too. So whatever you want to do, tell me what you want to do.
Well, I would like to table it and have staff come back with some recommendations on options for us. Maybe the high school, maybe some other, I don't know, but some recommendations instead of just accepting one. Maybe a contest. Maybe we hold a contest for the 4th of July to see what kind of submissions we can get. And this can be one of the submissions. And in the end, if this is what we go with, then this is what we go with. It died in the past, the two times you mentioned. It died because nobody kept pursuing it. And granted, there are other more pressing issues that come up, but it'll die if we let it die. But if we keep on it and we pursue it, I don't see a need to jump into this. So I guess I would move to table it and give staff a chance to come back with some options, either a survey, as Alderman Taylor suggested, or maybe a contest, or what do other cities do to get their logos? We could find that out maybe.
Was that a motion?
Well, maybe just talk to Oak Creek. I mean, we could pick up the phone and talk to Doug Seymour and just find out what did they go, what process did they go to rename it. I don't know if they had a competition or anything. I don't think they did. I think
they hired
somebody to do it, and they chose it. You know, so they actually reacted pretty quick. So what I don't want to do is drag this out either.
No.
I mean, I think changing it to this is, I mean, like I said, I personally like it. I understand there's some that don't, but if you ask the same question of people, do you like the current logo, I bet the answer is not going to be what you want to hear. I think we do need to probably change this, and this is a start.
Back in the day, though, it was probably pretty sweet.
Oh, I bet it was. I bet the women were flocking for the men wearing the logos on their jackets and stuff like that. It was just strong.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
He already seconded.
Oh, he did.
Okay. Alderman Nelson. I'm not sure we got good direction there, but we'll go for it.
Could we add something to that?
Alderman Barber.
That it would be turned over to the Economic Development Group to also put that in perspective with our RFQ that's going out for the branding.
I'm sorry, but that just killed it.
There's a specific timeline for those RFQs to come back so that we would be having action on it within a specific period.
Just for additional background, I spoke to the chairman of Economic Development at the chamber dinner. I said, I'm inclined to move forward with this. He said, yeah, okay, but why don't you give us a month with it? 2 months later, nothing happened. Do whatever you want, but
so
you can study this to death, or you can move on.
So wait a minute. You gave it to the chamber and said, give me a month?
What? Economic Development.
Okay.
Did I say chamber?
No. He told the chairman at the chamber dinner.
Okay, the point is you gave it to someone other than this council,
yep.
And they said, give me a month. And then 2 months later, nothing was done.
Correct.
So it wasn't this council that was dragging their feet at that point in time.
Correct.
Right.
So I think I think we're perfectly within reason to want to take our time and really evaluate this decision.
And you're looking for additional samples?
Ideally, that's what we're looking for, yes. Now, sure. I don't know if how we would solicit that. That's what I'm wondering what the other communities do.
And if you did solicit that, I'm certain that would come at a charge.
Not if it's high school.
I'm not going to high school.
I'll be happy to provide more concepts. I know that if you hire any professional business, I've been doing that for over 15 years, creating branding for multiple different businesses. I definitely could provide more concepts for you. I have studied this particular city, the background behind the city, and everything that it stands for. And in my own time, I created multiple versions. And at the end, I decided that this would be the best presentation for it. It's a combination of where Franklin was, how it started, the area of the city, the landscapes of the city, how it all originated. And it's a combination also of how the city perhaps will be moving always forward, that we are always thriving. I know that's the tagline right now, but as we talked about it before, it could be changed. And so everything here in this particular logo has a lot of thought behind it, like even the colors of it as well. Mm-hmm. I could go into detail, but you guys have that in front of you.
What you described to me is probably more of what I'm looking for. I mean, you said that's in there, but I don't see it in there. All those things that you described, not that they all have to be in there, but I don't see them.
Right.
There.
And another thing about the logo.
Page 14, Dan. Or I don't know if it's got page number on it. 13. Yeah, it would be 14.
15.
It's the one behind 15.
Yeah, that's fine. That was all in our packet, yeah, but it's not there. I mean, you can say what it means all you want, but if you don't see it there, it's not there.
Well, that's the thing, like with the logos creative logos, or everybody can see something, right? And so what makes a good logo is this, it has to be simple as well. I don't want to put entire map of the area, or have, you know, all the trees that were there, or cows, or whatever, anything else, right? It has to be in a particular size for its best use. The current logo is very interesting, to put it in a certain way, but also it's not very functional. So, for example, like the leaf, the tree here represents this background, solid. Things, you know, logo could have metaphors very easily. And so I like the idea that we don't have to be little, whatever a person might be looking for, that there could be something behind things, you know. But I still believe that the visuals that are here do represent what Franklin is, at least definitely in my eyes, especially doing background behind the area.
Sure, and I totally
and
respect
thank you so
your
much for the input. That's, yeah, thank you.
But I see the tree and the F. That's right. All I see.
Gotcha. Well, the F, it's a representation of things bursting out of the shield, for example.
Right.
The lines
yeah,
bursting
that was,
out.
That
in
was described
the
in here,
so.
But...
It doesn't have to be an F. It just came out like that, basically,
right.
Too. You know, and it's like the juxtaposition between the organic and the geometry, you know.
Yeah, maybe if you could produce a couple more renditions, maybe... Out of that, we might see something better.
Thank you for your input.
All right. Alderman Willem.
Well, the first thing that I saw when I saw it was the shield. And I thought, you know, we're always trying to work to strive to protect our community with our strong police and fire department. And so that's what I saw when I looked at it. And then I noticed that if I just put a couple dots between these bars that I would have a complete F. And I'm like, oh, well, that was pretty creative. So I don't know. And of course the colors are colors I'm familiar with and they're high school colors I grew up with, and they've always held true. The blue and gold colors have always held really true to
I would point out that Franklin's colors are black and gold.
Thank you.
Yeah, but we're not doing high school work here.
Yeah.
I didn't say we were. I was just clarifying there.
Right,
but
right.
So I don't know, maybe the gentleman's, usually you can't get logo design for free. I've been through the logo
Correct.
Process with several nonprofits, and I'm surprised that he's even done this. I mean, this is several $1,000 to get this, to put this together. I think if he's willing to give us other designs, I think we should let him give us some other designs.
Yeah.
And
all right,
back.
We got a motion, right?
Yeah.
We got a motion.
Can you read it back?
Alderman Mayor move to table and have staff come back with additional options.
And send it to EDC.
I don't recall that being...
That was a suggestion, but no action.
Oh,
nobody acted on that.
Oh, you didn't make it?
If you'd be willing to amend, I'd make that.
Wouldn't it come here first for a decision and then send it to the EDC? Or do you want to send it to the EDC for their input on the...
Just because we're already working on it, we could come up with a recommendation which way to go by a month from now. So then you've got their input at that point, and you can go from there with the decision. Now, that might give us some time to do some alternates as well or look some more so as far as what we would present back to you.
Okay. Or just let staff put it where they feel it's necessary to go.
Yeah, let's do that.
Leave it up to staff where to send it.
Sure.
Okay.
Brad,
well, again, so how many alternates would you consider sufficient amount?
A couple more.
Is a
two.
Couple in my variety is two.
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 That's what, yeah.
Two
I
more.
Didn't say a few
two
more. A few would be more than that. I'd say a couple, two.
A few is four.
So a few is what?
To me, it's four.
Oh, okay. Well,
all those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Don't be limited. If you have something that you think we might like beyond the two or four or whatever, you know, bring it in.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Motion passed. Item G3, a resolution authorizing the issuance of $2 million.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Page 29. Oh, do we need a roll call, Paul?
Yes.
Item G4 is a resolution authorizing $3,500,000 for Ballpark Commons.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying
aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G5 is authorized payment to Quarles and Brady for legal services, $25,176.58.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion, seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying
aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G6, page 41, request to accept a grant for $1,000 for the dive team.
Approved all times.
So move. Second.
All right, who's going to make the motion? Kristen. Kristen was first. Okay, item G7, page 45, ordinance amendment to update Chapter 169 licenses associated with the health department.
So move.
Second.
Andrew's got his hand up.
Okay. This is going to be reviewed in a year because these are substantial increases. Alderman Dandrea.
Correct. As I reviewed this, and I did have a chance to talk to Bill, a little upset that this went 9 years and we haven't adjusted pricing in the last 9 years. And now all of a sudden we're going to have some substantial increases in some line items that we're not quite sure how they even compare to some of the other municipalities. But in talking to Bill, it's kind of difficult for us when some of them use tax increment to help substantiate their licensing costs compared to how we do it, where we cover all our licensing costs by fee. So in trying to compare us to a surrounding municipality, it's extremely difficult to do that. I hope that in the near future here we would come up with some kind of a protocol or a policy that would evaluate our pricing according to our cost going up, cost of labor, cost of benefits that go into this, rather than maybe the method that was used or the methodology that was used this time around. I had asked him about comparing the pricing to other municipalities, and I had gotten that answer, and I kind of explained it to you. Also wanted to kind of know how many restaurants fell within the million and above, and it's not just restaurants, it may be grocery stores that also fall in that in this category of licensing, and what falls with a million and above and a million and below. So, but there are a lot of items in here that are unchanged, and if we would evaluate that as well and have our increases systematic or consistent with other line items, it may be able to keep us at break even or slightly above. And so in future budgets, Bill, that's what I would look at you doing for us.
Mr. Wooker.
Yes, I can do that.
Yeah. Motion on the floor. All those in favor signify by saying
aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Good job, Bill. Nice presentation. Item G8, page 53, acceptance of communicable disease prevention grant from Wisconsin Department of
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G9, page 55. Thank you, Bill. Request to vacate approximately 1.1664 acres of right-of-way on West Loomis, south of Ryan Road.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Question.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Wilhelm.
Too late now.
Item G10, page 65, resolution authorizing certain officials to accept the conservation easement as part of review for the condominium plat for what we know as Park Circle LLC, the Newman Properties, 9733 South 76.
So moved.
Second.
Sorry.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G11 on page 79, an ordinance to amend the UDO to comply with 2017 Wisconsin Act 67 requirements.
Question.
Et cetera.